Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri, as an educational service in the public interest. I'm your host, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour is heard live daily, 7 days a week, and worldwide on the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website. It's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour brings you important information about law, news, education, medicine, economics, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame poisoning right after this message. Are you concerned about your privacy? Well, how much does the government know about you anyway, and how much do you want the government to know about you? Well, believe it or not, government only knows as much about you as you tell them about yourself. And everything the government, industry, or business knows about you is because you told them. Now, the Fourth Amendment protects you when your person, houses, papers, and effects, all right, but it does not protect you from yourself. Now, can we have privacy in the computer age? Well, you bet we can. And that's because information is gathered and stored in a very reasoned and logical manner for later retrieval and use. It's knowing how information is gathered, and what information is stored, and what information you want to keep personal and private that actually puts you in the driver's seat in your quest for privacy. Now, always keep in mind that no one knows anything about you that you haven't revealed by your own hand or mouth. Once you learn how to stop doing that, privacy is just one step away. Now, if you'd like to learn more about privacy and privacy issues, why don't you call and ask for my free general law CD package? That's a four-hour program. It's entertaining, informative, educational, best of all, it's free of charge. Now, all you have to do is call the school, 417-273-4967, to order yours. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to the webpage, georgegordon.org, click onto the email machine, and send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, or call direct, 417-273-4967. Well, diet soft drinks probably are the worst thing that you can put into your body. And that's because 80% of the aspartame, 80% of the artificial sweeteners that are used in the United States go into soft drinks. Soft drinks are bad for us for a number of reasons, primarily because of the excessive sugar content. And of course, now we found out that if you're drinking diet soft drinks, you're drinking about 20 pounds of these chemicals a year. 20 pounds of the artificial sweetener versus one teaspoon, get this, one teaspoon of sugar for every ounce in your soft drink. So if you're drinking a regular soft drink and it's a 12-ounce Coke or Pepsi or Slicer, 7-Up, whatever it happens to be, it's got 12 teaspoons of sugar. Now that's quite a shock. You should take 12 teaspoons of sugar and just spoon it into a bowl or a glass, fill it with water, and then start drinking it. Now how many of those do you drink per day? Two? That's 24 teaspoons. Four? That's 48 teaspoons. Is it any wonder that we Americans are suffering from diabetes? Now, the consumption of soft drinks doubled over the past 20 years, and the incidence of diabetes doubled over the past 20 years. Do you think there's any connecting link? Now, when we take a look at aspartame disease, that's that disease where you have 92 side effects that come from the aspartame poisoning. Dr. James Tabor wrote this treatise. He said, "I've spent several days lecturing at the World Environmental Conference on aspartame, marketed as NutraSweet, Equal and Spoonful. Aspartame is also used to sweeten soft drinks. And in the keynote address by the Environmental Protection Agency, they announced that there was an epidemic of multiple sclerosis and systemic lupus, and they did not understand what toxin was causing this to be rampant across the United States. So I explained that I was there to lecture on exactly that subject. Now understand what toxin was causing this to be rampant across the United States. It's aspartame. When the temperature of aspartame exceeds 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the wood alcohol in aspartame converts to formaldehyde and then to formic acid. That in turn causes metabolic acidosis. Formic acid is the poison found in the sting of fire ants. The methanol toxicity mimics multiple sclerosis, thus people were being diagnosed as having multiple sclerosis in error when in fact they're suffering from aspartame poisoning. The MS is not a death sentence, where methanol toxicity is a death sentence. Now, in the case of systemic lupus, we're finding that it has become almost as rampant as MS, especially in Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi drinkers. And also the methanol toxicity. The victims usually drink 3 to 4 12-ounce cans of them per day, some even more. Now, in the cases of systemic lupus, which is triggered by aspartame, the victim usually does not know that the aspartame is the culprit. The victim continues its use, aggravating the lupus to such a degree that sometimes it becomes life-threatening. When we get people off of aspartame, those with systemic lupus usually become asymptomatic. Unfortunately, we cannot reverse this disease. So once you have damaged your body to such a degree that it's no longer recoverable, while you can prevent it from getting any worse, you can't reverse it and get back to where you were. Now, on the other hand, in the case of those diagnosed with MS, when in reality the disease, if methanol toxicity, or the disease is methanol toxicity, most of the symptoms disappear. And we've seen cases where their vision has returned and even their hearing has returned. Now, this also applies to cases of tinnitus. During a lecture, I said that if you're using aspartame, it'll be under the trade names of NutraSweet, Equal, and Spoonful, which is used in soft drinks, and you suffer from fibromyalgia, spasms, shooting pains, numbness in your legs, cramps, vertigo, dizziness, headaches, tinnitus, joint pain, depression, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, blurred vision, or memory loss. These are the common side effects. You probably have aspartame disease. People were jumping up during the lecture saying, I've got this, is it reversible? It is rampant in America. And some of the speakers at my lecture even were suffering from these symptoms themselves. And in one lecture attended by the ambassador of Uganda, he told us that their sugar industry's leader's son could no longer walk, due in part by that product usage. Now, we have a very serious problem. Even a stranger came up to Dr. Espisto, or Espisto, one of my speakers and myself, and he said, could you tell me why so many people seem to be coming down with MS? Well, during a visit to a hospice, a nurse said that six of her friends who were heavy Diet Coke drinkers had all been diagnosed with MS. This is beyond coincidence. Now, here's the problem. There were congressional hearings when aspartame was included in 100 different projects. Since this initial hearing, there have been two subsequent hearings, but all to no avail. Nothing has been done. The drug and the chemical lobbies have very deep pockets. Now, there are over 5,000 products containing this chemical, and the patent has expired. At the time of this first hearing, people were going blind. The methanol in the aspartame converts to formaldehyde in the retina of the eye. Formaldehyde is grouped in the same class of drugs as cyanide and arsenic, both deadly poisons. Unfortunately, it just takes longer to quietly kill, but it is killing people and causing all kinds of neurological problems in the process. Aspartame changes the brain's chemistry. It is the reason for severe seizures. This drug changes the dopamine level in your brain. Imagine what this drug does to patients suffering from Parkinson's disease. This drug also causes birth defects, and there's absolutely no reason to take this product. It is not a diet product. The congressional record said that it makes you crave carbohydrates and will make you fat. Dr. Roberts stated that when he got patients off of aspartame, their average weight loss was 19 pounds per person. The formaldehyde stores in the fat cells, particularly in the hips and thighs. Now, the reason that people believe that this is a diet product is because the can of Coke says Diet Coke. So by placing the word diet on the can, which in reality the can should be marked artificial sweetener Coke or aspartame Coke. But by calling it Diet Coke, people who are overweight look at that and say, well, if I drink the regular Coke, I'll get fat. If I drink the Diet Coke, I won't get any fatter, and I might even get slimmer, so therefore I'll drink the Diet Coke, when in reality, it increases your appetite for carbohydrates, and you eat more of the carbohydrates, which in turn then do add weight, make you fat. Now, aspartame is especially deadly for diabetics, and all physicians know what wood alcohol will do to a diabetic. We find that physicians believe that they have patients with retinopathy when in fact it is caused by aspartame. The patient isn't suffering from retinopathy, he is suffering from aspartame poisoning. The aspartame keeps the blood sugar level out of control, causing many patients to go into a coma. Now, government makes a big deal over things like vitamin B17, Laetril. It's the same drug manufacturers. Let's take a look at it in pragmatic terms. Laetril is a natural product. It comes out of apricot pits or peach pits. It's the kernel inside that contains this vitamin B17. It's a natural product. It's a food. And it's been banned because it contains cyanide. Nobody's ever died from this, but because it contains cyanide, the propagandists, the spin doctors, at the FDA, the Department of Agriculture, in the news media, have branded Laetrile as being a dangerous drug, and it's got to be banned. They've done the same thing with bloodroot, which is the cure to cancer. Laetrile prevents cancer, bloodroot kills the cancer once it's established. Both of them come under the biblical injunction at Genesis 1, verses 29 and 30, where God himself said, I've given you every green herb. God has given us the foods that we need to keep our bodies healthy and at the same time cure the diseases in the event that you get them. But in the interest of profit, the pharmaceutical companies, which cannot patent Laetrile, but can patent aspartame, have banned the food that will prevent cancer, and they have legalized the poison that will kill you. Now, this is done in the name of profits because the artificial sweetening industry is a billion-dollar-plus industry. It produces a lot of money. And because of that, it's the motivation that the corporations use, along with the regulators at the FDA and the Department of Agriculture. It's the rational basis for which we have approved these substances to be placed by manufacturers of 5,000 food products into the food chain. Now, in the intervening 100 years, if you'll just take a look at the disease problem in the United States, we had virtually no disease. Certainly, we didn't have the kinds of degenerative diseases that we have today in 1900, 19, 20, 30, and 40. Now we find these degenerative diseases, and every one of these diseases, these symptoms, these 92 symptoms that come from aspartame are degenerative symptoms, like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis and lupus, which are caused by this toxic poisoning. It's kind of crazy if you stop and think about it, but you can forget about government being your savior or coming to the rescue and protecting you. It's your government that's killing you. It's up to you to look on the label and find out what is in this product. And yes, you can eat a bowl of Jell-O tonight when you go out to the Luby's cafeteria and you're picking out your food and there's a bowl of Jell-O. That Jell-O is going to contain aspartame. And when you eat it tonight, it's not going to kill you. You'll get up, pay your bill, and walk out, get in your car, drive home. But if you keep eating at Luby's and if you keep eating that Jell-O, at some point in time, you're going to develop one of these symptoms. It's just as sure as the sun comes up in the east. Now, aspartame is especially deadly, then, for diabetics. And unfortunately, many people have died. People were telling us at the conference of the American College of Physicians. Well, here they are, the American College of Physicians, that they had relatives that had switched from saccharin to an aspartame product and how their relatives had eventually gone into a coma. Their physicians could not get the blood sugar levels under control. Thus, the patients suffered acute memory loss and eventually coma and death. Now, when these people die, they don't die and then have their death certificates marked aspartame poisoning. They die and their death certificates will say complications of diabetes, or they died from lupus, or they died from Parkinson's disease, or multiple sclerosis. And so this perpetuates the problem. We're getting a bad diagnosis, and then from the bad diagnosis, we get death, or a bad result from which we get a bad report. Now, is this known? Is this generally known worldwide? Yes, aspartame disease is well known. It's well documented. This isn't a report that I've come up with, and it's some kind of an exclusive scoop that Dan Rather is going to pick up tomorrow and broadcast. This has been going on now for 20 years. There are many laboratories that have been testing this. Many doctors and reports have been reporting on it. But what happens here is, if the government decides that they want to get rid of something like Laetrile, they'll go after it tooth and tongue. If, on the other hand, the government decides that they're going to keep something like aspartame, they do that also. And, of course, then the news media goes along with it because the news media is reporting a controversy. Many of these scientists work for Monsanto, and the scientist says, oh, it's perfectly safe. Other scientists that work in independent laboratories say, oh, no, look what it's doing to you. It's killing you. And so the news media says, well, we've got this controversy. But see, when it comes to Laetrile, you got the same controversy, except the government comes down on the other side of the issue, and that's the winning argument. Whichever side the government comes down on, that's the winning argument. And the only time that things like this are ever changed is when you have something like thalidomide. You could not deny the horrible birth defects that came from thalidomide. So they had to reverse themselves and say, okay, we can see the birth defects. Yeah, we can see the thalidomide. Yeah, we can see we got to make a change. It's got to be that dramatic, though. And even at that, thalidomide is making a comeback. They're starting to use it now for other things, and now they're going to see if they can control it. It was so outrageous back in the 1950s and 60s, they just outlawed it. But, you know, time passes. People forget. The thalidomide issue is long since passed, and so now they'll put it out by prescription only for non-pregnant women. Memory loss is due to the fact that aspartic acid and the phenylalanine are neurotoxic without the other amino acids found in protein. Thus, it goes past the blood-brain barrier, and it deteriorates the neurons of the brain. It deteriorates your brain, just like mad cow disease, just like Jacob's Creutzfeldt disease. Is it any wonder then that there is a connecting link here then with Alzheimer's disease? And have you ever thought, Alzheimer's just came about since 1979. You know, it would seem to me that we ought to take a good, hard, close look at the people who have Alzheimer's disease and ask the question, how much aspartame have these people been ingesting? It could well be that Alzheimer's disease and aspartame are kissing cousins. Now, Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, said, quote, the ingredients stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage of varying degrees. Dr. Blaylock has written a book entitled Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. Dr. H.J. Roberts, a diabetic specialist and world expert on aspartame poisoning, has also written a book entitled Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease. Dr. Roberts tells how aspartame poisoning is escalating Alzheimer's disease, and indeed it is. As the hospice nurse told me, women are being admitted at 30 years of age with Alzheimer's disease.